All right. Are you guys on? You ready to go?
Yep. I think.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's
up? I think we can get this party started.
Let's do it.
All right, cool. You know, before we get started, because I know I probably have to get off right after the show.
Okay.
Boost. I was watching your. I was watching your YouTube videos. And dude,
oh, cool! Thanks, man.
You're killing it on there.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah. I love the road.
That means a lot.
The road to prestige.
Yeah.
And it's really good. It's really good. I think you're doing great.
Awesome.
If I could just make one little critique.
Sure. Yeah.
The intros are a little weak.
Weak?
Yeah. I mean, like, you need to have. I don't know. You need to like pop like in your face. You know what I mean? Sue, have you watched them?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I think I do a pretty good job, but if you say so.
No.
It's not, Kev. It's not that they're bad. It's just they could be better, right? So,
exactly.
Boost. I really
exactly.
What I mean, want
anybody
you to
could
do,
be better.
I think that we can do a couple things here, because what I want you to do is push the envelope. I think if you unpack a sustainable growth plan, you need a survival strategy that you can grow with in the future. Maybe organic. I mean, your mileage may vary. Mm. You'll see where it goes.
Absolutely.
Sounds kind of ridiculous.
No, here's what I need you to do. I mean, I think you need like some music, right? Some music that's just going to like.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. Something that pops.
Exactly. Yeah, I would mind music, I guess.
Exactly. I found something. Do you want to hear it?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Quiet. All right. Here you go. That's it. Just tell me what you think.
Yeah. Do I do YouTube for Disney?
This is telling me not only one, hey, I'm a boost, I'm classy, let's get our cod on. You know what I'm saying? Can you feel
I'm
it?
I'm not getting that vibe.
Maybe a little loud. Let me try. Okay. No, you're not
feeling.
You're not feeling.
I'm getting douche.
A little douchey. Okay,
yeah,
well,
a little douchey.
I'm not getting that at all. I think that's pretty awesome.
Let's try this on precise. I got two words for you: dynamic content. Maybe go at your viewers with some strategic communications.
Yeah.
Say synergy. That is what you're looking for.
Absolutely.
You want active respondents.
Love no synergy. Idea what you're talking about.
Mobilize a swell of support.
Hey, I will swell some support for
I'm
you.
I'm just confused. I don't know what the fuck's going on here.
Boost, at the end of the day, I want you to make sure that your heavy lifting gets done. All right? You need an exit strategy. Your mind share cannot be diluted.
All right. Let's try this.
You know, not everybody can be on a freaking t-shirt, okay?
Let's try this. All right. Hey! Oh, hold on. Let me start over again. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Boost KDV, coming at you again with another Grand Slam COD video, Road to Prestige. Can you, hold on, just try it out. Try it on. Let me see how it goes.
Hey, what's up, guys? Boost here. How's it going?
That's fucking awful. No. Like, hey, guys, what's up? Hey, I got a ponytail. No. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Boost KDV, coming at you with another COD video, Road to Prestige. Go ahead.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Boost. How's it going?
Getting there, man. Getting there.
Yeah. Well, wake up and then let's try it again one more time.
Well, yeah, I'm awake.
We really need
you got this, bro.
You got this, bro.
It's easy.
You really need to hit the what's up, guys. Go ahead.
Okay.
What's up, guys? Boost here. Oh, dude, you're killing it. Okay.
I love it.
Now I need you to just bring that energy one more time.
Bring it up.
Bring it up a little bit. Let's do a dress rehearsal. Here we go.
I don't know if my voice can go that high.
Get ready.
Yo, Boost here. What's up, guys?
Killing it.
You like that?
Love it.
I'm definitely not going to do that. That's ridiculous.
What? What's up, everybody? It's your boy JC Jesse coming at you with another episode of DTP, episode 91. Yeah,
Boost here.
Jeez, I'm happy I was on mute there because I almost lost it when Boost did it at the end there.
Oh, I forgot to tell you to smash that subscribe button.
Oh,
dude.
Like and subscribe, people.
Like and subscribe.
Tell your friends if you really like it.
What's going on, fellas?
Not much.
How are you?
Doing good. We're
three-way tonight.
We're down one tonight.
It's not gain a three-way.
Man down. Three arms and a leg. I started listening to that today just because I knew it was going to be the three of us. So I started listening to it, and that was the Jerry Seinfeld intro.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. It was horrible.
What's the deal with all these rusted cars?
That was like the dumbest idea ever. Okay, yeah, Jerry Seinfeld wakes up.
No, it was a good idea. It was a poor execution.
What's going on?
Kind of like my intros.
What's going on with all these falling everywhere?
What's going on here?
What's the deal with these falling? So, guys, I was just curious. I was in the Apple store the other day, and I saw this guy stealing an iPhone case.
Okay.
Does that make me an eyewitness?
Oh.
Dag joke's coming in hot.
Nailed it.
Do you guys want to hear a joke about construction?
Sure.
Okay. I'm still working on it.
Oh, nice. Hey, how come lobsters never give to charity?
I don't know why.
Oh, why?
Because they're shellfish.
You know what's fucked up? We're laughing at each other, but we never laugh at Brooks.
I was going to say, Brooke, you're out of business, buddy.
Brooke, you're fired.
Hey, why don't you make that vacation permanent? No, we miss you, buddy.
No, please don't. No, please don't. No,
please don't make it permanent. No, we miss him. I almost had a tear in my eye when he was like, I miss you guys today. I was like, hey, we miss you too, buddy.
Got vacation on the toilet bowl.
All right. So, Kev, what's going on, man? How was your week?
Pretty good, actually. Not bad. Busy week at work because it was the end of the month. So everything's got to close. Everything's got to get out. Close everything. So that's always fun. And then yesterday, me and my wife saw Ready Player One in 3D.
So good.
Delicious. So
good. I guess I could say at the top of the show here that...
Wait.
What?
This seems like a DTP exclusive.
You know what, Stu? I think you're absolutely right. It most certainly is a Dad Tales podcast exclusive. I wish I had that faster.
Take me forever. You and me both, man.
I was like, and so I
waiting
do
for it
as well. So when Baroque does get back, we are going to do a spoiler cast for Ready Player One. So for those of you that have been listening for a while, you know that last summer we were like, yeah, we're going to do a Dad Tales podcast book club. With Ready Player One.
Great idea.
Well, it's a great idea, the best intentions, and thanks so much, Racer, for reminding me of that in Discord today. Best intentions for us to do the book club, but we just never really had the time. And so
we're never on the same page.
Yeah. But the movie, we've all pretty much seen the movie, except for Stu, but he doesn't really care about the spoilers anyway, so yeah. So we're gonna do a spoiler cast. Are you gonna go see it?
I actually kind of had a great idea because there's about a 0% chance that I'll have time in the next week to see it.
Yeah.
But if anybody wants to send me questions, because I'm going to ask these guys some questions. It's going to be a spoiler cast. I don't care about spoilers. Anybody listening doesn't care about spoilers. But like, if anybody has any questions they want to ask you guys or something, send them over because I got some questions for you.
Okay. And I don't know if we are going to do an extra episode or just make the next episode a partial spoiler cast. I don't know. We need to talk about that part. But just know that, you know, we are going to talk about it. It's kind of, I feel like it's kind of a baby. You know, we've been looking forward to it. And we love that book. So It's going to happen within the next week or so. We're not going to do it without Baroque here. So, and that's it. That's all I wanted to say about that.
I had Ready Player One Dreams last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were intense.
Hey, save them for the podcast.
Oh, sorry.
I have so much to say.
Me too.
But yeah, we saw it on Saturday. And I'll leave it at that. Stu, how was your week, man?
I saw a couple days ago probably one of the funniest things I've seen that my daughter has done. So we were at the dinner table.
Okay.
And what the hell were we? We were eating. It was chicken and potatoes and salad. You know, just we were having dinner. And my daughter was going nuts on potatoes. She's just shoveling these things in her mouth. And my wife is like, eat some chicken. She just keeps eating the potatoes. She's like, eat some chicken. Keeps eating potatoes. Can you eat some chicken, please? She picks up her fork, looks at my wife, stabs a potato as she's staring at my wife, and just eats the potato. And my wife freaking lost it. So I'm sitting, and I'm like, I'm trying not to break, right? She's turning four next week, and she's testing boundaries. You know, she's at that age when she's like, what can I do?
How far can I go?
Oh, my God. I think it must have been, she was home all day with her, so probably Friday, because it was Good Friday, so daycare was closed. And, I mean, at the end of a long day together, I mean, those two, both of them are strong personalities. I can already see it with her, and just, man, I almost choked. I was doing my best not to laugh, because then I would have been in shit, too, so.
Oh, yeah, dude, four. 3 and 4. They always say like terrible twos, but Josh was, he was such a good boy when he was two, but it wasn't until like 3 and 4. He is just like, he's still very sweet. He said to me yesterday, he's like, Dad, I want to give you a wedding kiss. I'm like, what? A wedding kiss. So he puts his lips out. I bend down and he gives me, he starts like moving his head back and forth and like kissing him. Like, what are you doing? He's like, that's how you kiss at your wedding. I'm like, what?
At your wedding.
At your wedding. And then today we were in line at the grocery store, and he loves gummy bears. So they had the Haribo gummy bears. And it was like a little dollar bag. And he was like, I want this for my treat tonight instead of a ice pop. I was like, yeah, sure. I'm like, okay, I'll let you get it. Typically, I would say no, but I was in a giving mood this afternoon. I was feeling very benevolent. It's like, yeah, you may have them. So he has his gummy bears. And like, I knew it, just like clockwork. Like 10 minutes later, he's like, can I have my ice pop now? I'm like, no, dude, you just had your ice. He's like, what? And then he throws like a fit. And then he was okay. But oh man, that kid is just, he's funny. My kids were off the hook this weekend. Well, I mean, I'll get into that later. I have a nice little segment to do on them. It's something that my wife did that really cheered me up. But yeah, it was bad. I deleted Minecraft off of everything that we own.
Oh boy,
I deleted Minecraft and YouTube Kids off of every single device.
That is serious.
And, laying down the law.
And on my daughter's phone, I went under restrictions. And if you are a parent with a teenager and you know how to do that, then that is an awesome feature. But as parents that don't have kids that are that age yet, there is a feature on your phone that you can go in. You could set your own, like I have my own password on her phone in her restrictions. So I can go in and change any of her settings I want to, and she can't go in and mess with it. So I went in and I took off Safari. I took off anything that allows her to get on the internet, except for stuff that she uses for school, because she does use her phone for school stuff, like in the classroom. And so that was quite crippling for her. And it was just one of those things where it's like, what can you do to kids that have just screen time? You know, they just give themselves as much screen time as they want, and you try and limit it, but I don't know, it's tough. It's tough being a parent nowadays, man. I'll tell you.
Yeah. I mean, we try, like you were saying, we try to restrict as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what actually helps? The Amazon tablets are pretty good with that, because when you set up an account, it asks if it's a child or, you know, or an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Like it bases all the apps and everything that can do on the age, on the age group. So like my youngest is 2, so there's like an age group of like, I'd say 2 to 4, and all the apps that she can access are all based on that. And like any kind of videos that she can search are just based on that age group.
That's pretty
cool.
So
she can't look anywhere else. Like she can't go any further than that.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. But my oldest figured out how to get into my account from my
turning into a hacker.
She's fucking nuts. I'm like, I changed the password. How did you even figure?
She's like, well, right, Dad, once I figured out the algorithm and I piggybacked the hard drive.
She, me and my wife, we got charged for Amazon Music, which is free with Prime. But if you want like the unlimited, like, you can get like anything or everything.
Yeah.
All of a sudden we're getting charged $8 a month. We're like, who bought Amazon Music? And my daughter's like, I did.
Oh, okay.
I was listening to music and it didn't let me, so it asked me if I wanted to go forward with it, and I hit yes. Yeah, I took that feature away.
Do you guys remember after G.I. Joe and like after Transformers, there would be those 1-800 numbers that would come?
Yeah, yeah.
And like call to talk. Did you guys ever call those numbers?
Probably, yeah.
Did I ever tell you the story about when I called those for my grandparents' house?
Yeah, didn't you blame it on your cousins?
100%. I blamed it on my cousin. Yeah. He got in so much shit, and I was just like, zip, not saying anything.
Yeah, it was always like, hey, I'm General Dump Truck. Call me. I'll tell you all the hot news with G.I. Joe and blah, blah, blah.
I think it was actually $20. I'm pretty sure it was Transformers.
Yeah.
That I called. Press 2 to talk to Bumblebee.
I'm Starscream. That's funny. What are you wearing, little boy? That's gross.
Oshkosh bagosh. I don't know. What the hell am I wearing? It's the 80s. Jordache?
I probably tried to call those numbers. Maybe I think once. I was always too afraid. Too afraid of that stuff.
Yeah, especially I never did.
The numbers in the back of dirty magazines.
Did you see that? It was a tweet. Did you see that somebody had a Super NES that I guess stopped working or they're having trouble with it? Like the original.
Yeah.
And they called, you know, that little number on the back, the 1-800 number?
Nintendo helpline.
Yeah.
1-800
Nintendo. He called that number from, I guess, that what that came out like the early 90s, that console. He called it and someone picked up from Nintendo.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It still works.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is that a fun fact or do you have an?
No. Oh, yeah. I do have fun facts.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm trying to keep you on your toes here, man.
You know, the whole dad joke thing confused me. So
thanks, Baroque.
Donald Duck comics were banned from Finland because he doesn't wear any pants.
I could see that.
Yeah.
It's a little upsetting that everybody else wears pants and he doesn't.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Like Mickey Mouse, he pretty much wears... Does he wear a shirt?
No, he wears pants.
No, I know he wears pants, but does he wear a shirt?
No, I don't think
so. Mickey Mouse?
I don't think he does.
I'm going to look it up.
All right.
I think he just has like the suspenders, right?
Oh, yeah,
that's right. The red pants.
Oh, yeah, suspenders. Yeah, okay.
That's right. All right. Let me see here. Perhaps we should.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch. Jesus.
Jeez, these two.
Did you guys play? Man. Did you guys play any video games this week? Do we play any video games together at all, anybody? I mean, I know. I didn't play anything with you, Boost.
We played together in forever. We played a little bit of the Go Fast update.
Oh, yeah. We tried to go fast.
That was all right. Yeah, it is. We played some PvP. It is much quicker. The engagements are a lot more.
We played a Nightfall that we were never going to talk about ever again.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Something's happening, guys. My reaction timing. And you know what else it is? It's my give a shit level. It has plummeted. Like, I'm like, oh, well, I'm getting shot. I don't even give a shit. I don't even care about this stupid game.
Like, yeah. Yeah, that's right. We did do the Nightfall.
I tried to force myself. I tried to force myself to use pulse rifles in PvE. And because they said they're supposed to be viable. I mean, the slow firing ones, maybe. But even those, you can do more damage with an auto rifle still. It doesn't make any sense not to use a scout or auto in PvE. PvP is a bit of a different thing. The pulse rifles, they work in PvP. They really do work.
Yeah, I like the Vigilance Wing. I should try that.
Oh, a new hot gun, though. A lot of people are saying that. I should give it a try.
Yeah. Yeah, it was you and Meef and I that did the Nightfall. And then when we got done, we agreed. I'm sorry I'm breaking our vow of silence, but we agreed to never talk about it.
Nah, whatever.
Yeah. It was fun, though. I saw it fun.
I definitely want to try it, the new update. I haven't even tried it yet. I'm definitely curious to see how. I mean, from what I've heard, I listened to a few. I listened to DCP, and they had Datto and Triple Rec on as guests. And like even they were saying, it's a step in the right direction. It's not going to like bring people back. It's not that kind of update, they don't think. The movement feels pretty good, but like the gunplay is still kind of boring, like, you know.
Yeah. But it's still just missing like core elements. I mean, it did feel good. It felt faster. I only played like one match of PvP and it didn't do that great because I just kept trying different guns.
Yeah.
And I think, I was so excited because I finally got Rat King after we finished the Nightfall. And it just like randomly, oh my God, I got Rat King. So then I was trying that and I guess by itself it's not that great. You need like other people to have it and then it gets better. But after having that fucking thing in my inventory for the past 7 months, I was just like, I need to play with this gun. I've had it in here for so long. That was fun. But I think that was it for Destiny for me for the week. The rest has just been just Fortnite all the time. It's just like, I still have dreams about it.
Are you playing on your Xbox?
Yeah, I'm playing on my Xbox. And it, yeah, I mean, I just have dreams where it's just like, I'm just building things and
you're addicted, people. Huh?
It's so easy to get sucked in now because it's just like, it's one game after another. It's like, okay, I got killed, hit B, back to the lobby, hit Y, ready to go.
Let's you know go what in. Was, what was funny is, over the weekend, I was over at my in-laws and my brother-in-law, he's in university, but he was back in town and, we were talking. He's like, he's hooked on Fortnite. Like, he lives in a house with a few other guys, with a few other roommates.
Yeah.
Which we're gonna get to some roommate stories later today in the podcast. Stories. That's gonna be pretty fun.
Yeah.
But they're all hooked on Fortnite. He's like, all of his buddies are there. He's in the dorms. They have crazy tournaments and stuff where people are just. Anyways. We were talking and he's like, did you see when Ninja played with Drake? I'm like, yeah, I saw when Ninja played with Drake. He's like, you ever see him play with this guy, Dr. Lupo? That guy's sick. I'm like, yeah, I think I've heard of him. I think
sounds familiar about him.
That's he's like, funny. What do you mean? Do you know him? I'm like, yeah, he was on our podcast. He was on your podcast? Oh my God. I'm like, well, relax, man. He's just
like four times, buddy.
like we're kind of a big deal.
Don't know if you knew this.
I don't know. I just really thought it was funny.
That so, is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lupo's been blowing up. Or, yeah. You know, he has been for a while now.
But, oh, yeah, dude.
Like, yeah. Every time I see him on, he has at least 5,000 people watching him, which is awesome.
I'm pretty sure he clicked over 15,000 subs.
That's great.
That's crazy. Yeah. Good for him.
He was at like 5,000 a month and a half ago.
Yeah, it's nuts.
So, good for him. Yeah, he's killing it.
He's a good dude. He's a real good dude. Yeah, but dude, I don't know. And now, like, my boys are into it. Like, Josh wants to play. Dylan wanted to play the other night. And I think if he ever gets his iPad back, maybe I'll put it on his iPad. At least if I'm not playing, because it'll link to Xbox and he could grind out some of my battle battle things each day.
How do you feel about that new rocket launcher? The one that tracks?
Oh my god, I got it the other day, and I didn't use it, and so I killed this guy, and he had one, and I killed him, and then I picked up, I picked up all these rockets. So I had the rocket launcher. I had like 19 rockets. And I think I was maybe in like 10th place, and I was trying to get set up because I had a good idea of where the circle was probably gonna be.
Yeah.
And I was getting all set up, and I turn around, and this fucking guy just walks right up the back. I didn't even hear him coming. I think because I was building. I was just trying to build my structure, and that's one thing I'm trying to get better at is building, to get better at it and faster, because I think it's definitely like once you get down to. You know, like the final four, you know, maybe like, you know, final 5-6 people or so. I mean, you look around, everybody's building shit.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, you know, and I'm trying to like teach myself this stuff. And because I've been playing a lot solo, not necessarily in squads, although I do like playing the squads better, I think. I mean, definitely because you're playing with people, but it's such an easy game to just, I get home, I sit down, I can turn it on. Go into a match and then, you know, just kind of mindlessly tune out and play as many as I can and try and get as far as I can. But yeah, I'm trying to get better at building because I think that's kind of the key. So
I was watching Crafty and he builds, you know, how when you watch these, when you watch the streamers play together and like one guy goes down and they build like a little fort around him to heal him.
Yeah.
You know, he kind of built like a fort around himself, like, you know, four walls, a roof and everything. And then he built like a window.
Yeah.
And then he was shooting. He had 89 rockets and he was shooting these, that new rocket launcher out of the window. So nobody knew where he was. So the rocket was just coming out of the window and he basically killed the last like 5 or 6 people with rockets and won. Well, that was, and they had no idea where he was.
That was the thing. I was so looking forward to it. I had 19 of these rockets. I didn't even fire one of them. And I haven't gotten the rocket launcher since then. This fucking guy comes up right behind me. Like, I could have been in such a good spot, but...
Shotgun shields.
I mean, that game is just... It's just like coulda, wouldas. You know? It's like, sometimes you do so good. Like, I could have, you know, like 6 kills by myself in solo queue and, you know, get to the top 10 or top 4 and then... Fucking nothing. Like the other day, randomly, I got a bush, and I made it to like I think it was like top 4. And Dylan was watching me. I was like, "Dude, just watch this." So I just kept like sneaking up. Like the circle would move, and I'd have to like start sneaking
as a bush.
Yeah, and then it was like next to this guy's building, and then somebody's firing rockets at him. And he's like, "Dad, you gotta move. You're gonna blow up." So I'm like moving, and as soon as I move, one of the other guys saw me and just fucking sniped me. And then that was it. But it was funny. It's just there's so many funny moments in there, and it's so much funnier with other people in there. You know, like it would be great for me to get a solo. And man, there's been so many times where I'm like final two and just lose it because of doing something stupid or you know, I can't switch over fast enough from building. You know, or I switch back and I'm on the wrong gun, you know, and that's the thing about playing on PC is that, you know, all your weapons and all the building things are
everything's binded.
Specific. It's binded to specific keys, so you can't mistake that. But if you're like switching, you know, for Xbox, you're hitting B and you're switching back and forth between building materials to a gun. You're on the wrong gun. You're on a shotgun. You need to be on the AR. It's like it gets hectic, you know, and your blood pressure starts rise. Your adrenaline's pumping and then you fuck up. But as much as having like a solo victory would be like the other night when we were playing, what, last week, and we got the victory, like, all together. Like, that was a lot more fun, you know, when we're like, Meef, go over here. Turn around. No, you know, get that gun. Like, get him, and then he gets it. It's like, it was so much better to share it with other people. It would have been great to be alive.
I'm so close to getting an Xbox Live card with my Bing points, so once I get that, I'll have to download it on Xbox.
Yeah, sweet.
We can play some duos.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, I have the Battle Pass on there, so I'm trying to grind that out right now on Xbox, which is why.
What does that give you? The pass.
So basically, I think it's like, yeah, I mean, so you could level up regular, and you could see on there it's just like skins and cosmetic things and emotes and stuff like that. But when you have the Battle Pass, almost every single one has something to win in skins.
Okay.
And actually, as you're leveling up also, you can get V-Bucks. So basically, if I finish out this whole thing by the end of the season, I don't know how many days are left in the season, probably like 20-some. If I could finish out this season, I may have enough V-Bucks to buy the next Battle Pass. And so within that Battle Pass is actually weekly challenges. And it could be like, you know, follow a treasure map to this thing. So maybe inside, you know, Anarchy Acres, there's a treasure map and you got to follow it and find something. Or one is go to 3 gas stations in a single game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just stuff like that. Land on top of a mountaintop. And so you do that. But then there's also, there's hard stuff in there. Like, excuse me, get 3 kills with a crossbow. Like, that's fucking hard. I mean, it's hard for me. It may not be hard for somebody else, but
I don't think I've ever seen anybody actually use a crossbow.
Sometimes they land and that's all you can get, you know.
No, I know.
But yeah, I like it. Sorry, that's been Fortnite talk, but that's been pretty much all I've been doing. And dude, if and when it comes to Switch, that's like, it's gonna be over. Because then I just lay in bed and play it. Because I've been trying to play on mobile, but my fucking thumbs are so fat, and I'm just not quick enough.
I can't imagine that'd be easy.
I can't play games on mobile where it's like you have to use your thumbs like a stick, because I start out with my thumbs in the corner, but eventually it ends up where my thumbs are in the middle of the fucking like screen, and I'm not moving over anywhere. Yeah. So that kind of stinks.
I've just been playing Call of Duty, mainly. Black Ops 3.
Yeah, how is your road to prestige?
It's good. I'm almost prestige 1. Very close already. What's pretty, you know, I never knew about this game. What's pretty cool is they have like a weekly playlist. This week is actually, if you play Fracture, you earn double XP. So I've been like leveling up super fast in that game mode. Last week was kill confirmed, and you can earn double COD points where you can buy loot boxes. So that's kind of cool that they do that, where you can earn more XP or whatever per week.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's been fun.
Awesome. What about you, Sue? Just Overwatch grind?
Yeah, I mean, I've played a couple games of just arcade and quick play. I haven't really played any of the comp since I did my placements on PC. But I don't know. I've been pretty busy this last week. What's that?
I was going to say, how much time is left in this season for Overwatch?
I have no clue.
Well, I think it just started like a month ago.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it hasn't been that long. I really like the arcade Mayhem version. Oh my God, Mayhem in Overwatch is so much fun.
Yes.
So much fun. But I don't know. Not all the heroes are good to play in Mayhem.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a lot of fun.
Try and play at least like a couple matches a day, because I'm level 21 and I've just kind of been sitting on it. At least if I can.
On PC or Xbox?
On Xbox. If I can just try and grind it out to 25 so I can play comp matches with you guys.
If you're gonna play, I just play on PC. It's much better.
Yeah, it is a lot smoother.
Yeah, I mean, I have it on both, on Xbox and PC. I'll play on whatever. I like it on both, but I prefer it on PC.
Play on whatever. Don't apologize to. You know, yeah. That's what I say.
Yeah. I guess so.
You know what I want to play, though? And there's a lot of sales going on. There was PlayStation sale. Now there's an Xbox sale going
on. Yeah, I saw that.
I really want to play... and I'm happy everybody's having such a good time with Sea of Thieves. You know, people are loving that game, and that's awesome. I just don't know if it's my cup of tea right now. But the game that I think looks really fun is Far Cry 5.
Yes, that does look fun.
It looks really fun. And I actually heard Canuck talking about it on Anti-Meta podcast this week. He's been playing it. And he was saying that it's fun and you know, commenting on how it's changed since back in the day where, you know, all the other Far Cries were like, you know, unlock this tower, that unlocks this portion of the map, go kill this guy, go do that. And this one, it's a little different. And it just looks really cool. You know, I like the, you know, like the whole cult idea. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know if I'm just itching to try and play something else. Or,
I mean, I don't know. Thing is that it's hard for me to look at it and justify a full price game.
Yeah.
Right now, for me at least, because I know I don't have the time. But it looks cool as hell.
Yeah, same here. It's like, I don't have that much time to play games anyway, and it's a single-player game.
I don't know, I just look
at playing with other people.
Yeah, that too. That's certainly an aspect, but
it's
it's
co-op. It's co-op.
It is, but I don't know. It looks great. It looks phenomenal.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just wish that I had more time to goof around, I guess. Kind of sad. I don't have time to play games no more. It sucks.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, from how we used the game.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, like,
over even the past for me, 2 years.
I mean, I get on maybe, like, 2 days, like, a week for, like, a couple hours, and then I get off.
Yeah, when we first started the podcast, it was hard to try and narrow down the nights that we would talk about. Like, the things that we would talk about gaming-wise. Now it's like... it's just totally life changes, you know. I have a feeling it's going to change drastically. It's funny, my wife is she's talking about going back to work, which would mean that she would get to go to bed. She would have to go to bed a lot earlier. She'd have to get up earlier. It's like, she's going to go to bed early every night. And what am I going to do? Please, Destiny, be good by then. Or be better.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I 11 o'clock rolls around now, and I'm fucking tired. Like, the nights that we stay up and try and play together, it's like, it's brutal the next morning to stay up to like 2. And to think, like, man, I used to stay up to like 2, 3 o'clock 5 nights in a row.
I know,
right? I was just, like, wasted. It's nice. I mean, I would like to game a little bit more than I'm gaming right now. I think I just need to find a happy medium. It's not like I can't. It's just, yeah, like... I don't know. Just been tired.
That's maybe, nice. maybe it's the weather too. Like,
yeah,
the winter. It's been like freaking cold and it's snowy. And then it's
been
warm
winter
and...
forever.
Yeah,
it's still it's still fucking snowing in places. Anyway, like complain or anything, but yeah, there's a lot of good games and hey, having fun with a free game. I paid like $25 for that battle pass, and you know I think it's worth it for as much fun as I get out of it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down, you know.
For show.
Faux show. Hey, let's do a little housekeeping real quick, and then we'll move on to some other stuff.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleep it.
Housekeeping?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Okay, housekeeping. All things DTP. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. You can... Oh shit, I still have that contest up there, Kevin.
It's still there.
Like dear.
8-month-old contest. I got to get back on there.
Please ignore that contest. I know,
ignore that if you go there. Anyway, if you're listening to this and you are new to the podcast, check out dadtalespodcast.com. You could pretty much just find information about us, but then you could do that on our Twitter accounts and all that stuff. Links there, links to the show, links to the Patreon, links to whatever. I think we're going to be shirts up there pretty soon. I had asked, Broke and I were he was trying to do something to the size of the logo for me so we can, it would fit on a shirt nicer than it was, when I first tried it. So, and that'll be with the new logo. It just says, you know, Dad Tales Podcast on the front. And yeah, so that's what we got going on there. And then don't forget gamersups.gg. Go there, use the code DTP to save yourself 10% off gamersups. They have delicious flavors like acai, berry, blueberry, dragon fruit.
Did you guys hear about the new flavor?
Ooh. No, I didn't. There's a new flavor coming out?
Yeah, it's a little interesting. It's cinnamon and puddle water.
Cinnamon and puddle water.
Yeah, it's kind of like tart a little bit. It's interesting.
Is it melted snow puddle water? Or is it
rain? No. This is rain. This is rain.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, there was
melted snow.
Hold on.
That's disgusting.
I just got I got an email not too long ago, and they said something about another new flavor. I don't know if they just sent this to me or you, and it is it's relish and turkey. Yeah, so look out for that one.
Relish turkey?
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it is going to be a good one. All right, and that is going to be it for, that's going to be it for housekeeping.
Cool.
Can I do a little segment here before we get into the rest of the show?
Of course. No. The floor is yours.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So,
thanks. So, like I said, this weekend, my kids were just off. They were off the hook. And it was spring break. And I think everything kind of came to a head. Like, you know, they've been in the house. And, you know, the weather hasn't been that great. It's like spring break. And it's, you know, 30 degrees outside. They can't go play. And it really stinks. But anyway. So, Sunday I had cooked breakfast for everybody. I'd finally gotten a chance to just chill out. And so I go downstairs and I come upstairs and I hear, he farted in my face. And he's like, she hit me. And I'm like, you know what? Enough. And the TV was so fucking loud. It was like, my teeth were rattling. And so I was like, turn the TV down. And then my wife was in the shower. She's like, what's going on? I was like, oh, just the usual crap, you know, just the two of them just like fighting. It's just like one little thing sets them off and she sends them to their rooms. So I'm in the kitchen. I just start like just cleaning up the kitchen and I'm texting and she's like, what's going on? I was like, you know, it's fucking usual shit. It's like, I'm sorry I yelled. I'm pissed. I'm depressed about this. Like, they just can't get along. It's like, what can you do? What more can we take away from them? Like, if I lost internet on my phone, it's something that I enjoyed, or Minecraft or something like that, like, I would be on my best behavior. Like, when I got in trouble, I was on my best behavior to get out of trouble. And, you know, and I don't want to paint them in a bad light. You know, they're just like any other kids. You know, my kids are great, but occasionally they just get into these things where they're just like,
just assholes.
They're assholes. So my wife was like, well, I'm going to do something interesting. I'll get back to you. Like, okay. So I finished up. I came downstairs, played some video games, and she calls me up. And she has these three things of paper. So what she did was, is she had the kids each, Bethany and Dylan, she had them write their version of what happened. Okay. Then they had to write from the other person's perspective of what happened. And then they had to write from my perspective what happened. So I'm going to read these to you.
Jesus Christ. Can't you just take away my phone? I have to do all this homework.
Yeah. So I'm going to Quentin Tarantino this a little bit. So I'm going to read these a little out of order because I think they're funnier from what my wife and I were when we were reading them. And so she hadn't read them. She brought them downstairs and we were fucking dying.
Okay. I'm looking forward to this.
So this is from my perspective. And this is Dylan writing this. I was downstairs playing Fortnite. Beth calls for me. I come, I say, I can never relax with you kids. It's just like Friday. Then I hear the TV. It's way too loud. Beth says, I didn't do it. Then I turn off the TV. Lisa calls them up to their rooms. I wait in the kitchen for the laundry. This is Bethany's version of what happened with me. So today was a good day. Today was good. Kids were okay. I finally saw things looking up until ... I was editing a podcast, which was pretty difficult, but I was in a good mood until I heard, Dad! And I come upstairs to a very loud movie and my kids fighting. Can't they ever just get along? I think it's because one needs to get out of her head and one needs to get in his. They wouldn't stop screaming until I screamed, it's the only way to get their attention. Plus, I was just sick of it, and I sent them to their room so I could cool down. She's obviously trying to kiss ass here.
She's smart.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, that shit would work on me. I'd be like, aw, she's right.
So this is from... this is from their perspective. This is Dylan. I came upstairs. Bethany was watching a movie I like. You have to understand, like, I don't know if you guys could see this. It's literally all one fucking sentence. It's like two pages and it's all one sentence. No periods, no
just
nothing.
It's a complete run-on sentence.
It's just fucking letters all together. So it's very difficult to read. I came upstairs. Bethany was watching a movie I like. I sat to watch the movie. About 10 minutes later, I popped out a fart and waved it to my face to smell it.
So he's enjoying his own brand. Okay, that's fine.
Nothing wrong with that. Who doesn't?
About 10 minutes later, I popped out a fart and waved it to my face to smell it. Bethany freaked out, called Dad, and gave me little punches and slaps. Dad came up. He said, "What now?" And Bethany was being dramatic. Dad got mad, yelled at us, and then said the TV was way too loud. Bethany said it wasn't her. Dad turned off the TV. You called us upstairs to our rooms. 3 minutes later, I asked to poop. Answer was no.
No poop for you.
Then you told me to tell you what happened. 1 minute later, I could go on and on, but I won't. Love, yours truly, Dylan. Oh my God. Bethany's perspective of what happened. What happened was that I was happily watching a movie with Dylan, who was right next to me. All was well until I smelled something really bad. A fart, in quotations. More explosion. And I just thought it was the sky until I see Dylan sniffing his butt.
Nice.
Trying. I said, "Dill, did you fart?" And he said, "Uh-huh," with his stupid, goofy face. Which then on instinct, I called Dad, which was unnecessary. And then Dad started yelling, and yeah. All right.
So
now this is... Dylan. What's that? Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. So this is Dylan writing it from Bethany's perspective of what happened.
Even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so creative. Feel free to do this with your kids. I would love to hear about this. Anybody out there listening or you guys... I was sitting down on the couch watching a movie. Dylan came up the stairs. He sat on the spot next to me. 11 minutes late, and I like how he changed the time. And his story was 10 minutes. In this story, it's 11.
Now it's 11.
Yeah. So from Bethany's perspective, he says 11. Sat down next to me. 11 minutes later, he farted disgustingly and waved it. I shouted down to Dad. Dad, Dylan farted in my face. I threatened to punish... I threatened to punch him. I went over and gave him little pushes. Dad came upstairs and screamed at us and said the TV was too loud. It wasn't, and turned it off, and you told us to go to our rooms. All right, this is the last one. This is Bethany as Dylan. So what happened was, I was sitting down watching a movie with Beth. She picked it, of course. Everything was fine until... she picked it, of course, although I liked it. Everything was fine until I farted. It was on accident, but I wanted to know how it smelled, and I thought it smelled good. But then, .. Bethany smelled it. She was yelling and asked me if I did it. She was yelling and asked me if I did it. And I was so flustered that I didn't even know what to say. Then she called Dad up. And then he started screaming at us. And now I'm in my room. Thanks, fart.
So they're both pretty smart kids because your daughter was trying to butter you up.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Dad is right. I'm so, poor guy just wanted to relax. And she's right to do that because that plays on your emotions. Oh, my daughter, she's so sweet. But then your son is like, yo, I farted and I smelled it and it smelled good. And you're like, yeah, he makes a good point too. So
that was so funny.
That is a great little exercise. And
yeah, it's fun. I'm going to try that.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I'm trying that for a while.
So this is like something that we'll hold on to and bring out like at their like engagement party or something like that. You know what I mean? It's like that they'll like completely forget about, but we'll just have in our back pocket to someday bring out.
That's and it's a good
just
idea.
Like,
yeah.
And from all three perspectives, it's just so funny. It's like, I don't know. It's like watching a movie and then rewinding it and going back. It's like, it's still kind of the same, but it's just a little skewed. So I just want
to share. That's a great idea.
I just thought that was funny. I was dying. Thanks, fart. And he does. He'll sit there and just waft away. He just wafts right in his face.
And love his own brand.
Dude, they're horrible. Horrible. All right. Let's do Song of the Week, and then we'll do the roommate talk.
Sure. Okay.
For Dadstalgia. So this week for Song of the Week, we are doing songs that... I guess we're inspired by Ready Player One, would you say?
Yeah, sure. Like the 80s?
Yeah, like the 80s.
All right.
Basically 80s songs, but after seeing the movie, we were excited to relive the songs. Not necessarily from the movie, but just in general, 80s songs.
Yeah.
All right, what do you guys got?
I'll kick it off.
Okay. All right.
It's going to be Rush. For sure, it's got to be Rush. 2112, Overture.
All right.
So that's like, I want the full 20 plus minute version.
I got it. Oh, shit. Added to the... Oh, shoot, I added it to the wrong thing. Never mind. All right, got it. All right. How about you, Kim?
I'm going to go with some Van Halen.
Yeah.
Why can't this be love?
Hold on. Check it out.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Oh. Oh, okay.
I got my Van Halen t-shirt on.
He's showing us his t-shirt. I was worried.
Ugh.
Tell me why can't this be love?
For some reason, I like that song.
Dude, I love that song.
And that'll be Sammy Hagar.
I like, remember Joe Dirt? He's like, I like Van Halen, not Van Hagar. And I went with Oingo Boingo, Dead Man's Party. And actually, this weekend, Back to School was on. It's really funny because we were talking about Rodney Dangerfield last week. And so I watched Caddyshack and then Back to School. Caddyshack is on Netflix. If you've never seen it, go see it.
Oh my God, that scene when he comes into the pro shop. Oh my God, best scene.
So good. But yeah, so, and Oingo Boingo plays Dead Man's Party in live in Back to School. And also, I want to add something else in here. So the past couple of weeks, kind of skipped this because, and one, we had the Fluffy and Nips episode. And so we were trying to make that, like, combined with our episodes. And then last week, stuff just kind of, there was stuff going on, and I had to edit some things out. And so anyway, I missed doing this, but we were doing our contest, right, to have people write in for, like, bits or, like, segment ideas or stuff like that. And this was one that I missed for I was going to do it last week, but just missed out on doing it. And so Gary8X had sent me an idea. And basically his was like, hey, why don't you have listeners send it and kind of have like a listener song to add in every week? And that's a cool idea. And so his is The Flaming Lips, Feeling Yourself Disintegrate. Love The Flaming Lips. He didn't know that we were going to do Ready Player One, so obviously it doesn't really fit in with our theme, but, you know, Flaming Lips is awesome anyway. They've been around for a long time. And so I'm going to add that one in. So thanks, Gary, for sending that in. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get to it. But so I think next week I'm going to compile everybody, and on the show I will randomize it, and then we'll pick out our winner for the bit segment contest that we did.
Cool idea.
Yeah. So anyway, so thanks so much, Gary. I appreciate that. And again, sorry I didn't do that. So how did this even get started, Stu? Was it somebody in the Discord that was talking about roommates?
And then I don't know.
I think it was.
I believe it was. I think it was Scum Death. Was right.
Yeah. And so we started talking about roommates, and then, you know, I was like, I have stories. Stu's like, he has stories. Kev, your roommate has pretty much been your wife. You haven't really had any,
pretty much.
No roommates.
He's right? Got some stories too, but none that.
None he could share.
Oh yeah.
And I don't know if Baroque had any roommates.
No, he
had family.
Same like Kev. No, I think he had an ex and then his now wife.
Yeah. So we thought it would be funny, and Kev was like, hey, I don't care. You guys can talk about roommates. I think there was something I wanted to bring up in the past, but nobody really had roommates. So I was like, man, I have so many good stories about these fucking degenerate people I've lived with over the years.
So do you want to lead off, or?
I don't even know where to begin, because, I mean, I've had a lot of roommates. So I moved out like right after high school. So immediately I was living with probably five other dudes in a house at the beach. And they were all, it was kind of a weird experience because a lot of them, I was the only person that came from a divorced family. So they all had moms and stuff that cooked and did their laundry. And so a lot of them like didn't know how to like clean up after themselves. Like, there was probably fucking pans in our sink, like, from the beginning of the sun. Like, occasionally,
oh my God,
I would break down and just start cleaning stuff, right? To the point, you would want to vomit over the stuff people would leave out.
Yep.
You had the same type of deal?
Oh my God. There was, so, you guys know Angry Hobo. We played with him a bunch of times on Destiny. Yeah. So he was one of my roommates, and There was four of us, and we were renting a house. It was, you know, like a four-bedroom house, and it was weird because it was us four in our early 20s and mid-20s, whatever, and it was like this residential neighborhood. But anyways, he was one of the roommates there, and there was the other two guys. And Hobo is not Hobo's not a bad roommate. You know, he's very set in his ways. He might have watched Lord of the Rings 10,000 times in the year we lived together, but he's a good dude. And Hobo, I have seen him with my own eyes pick up a broom. So that alone is miles ahead of the other two guys. They would leave. They would leave my pots. They would use my pots and leave them in the sink. Like, what the fuck? I don't care if you're going to use it. Clean it so that when I need my things, mm-hmm. it's ready for me. Have you ever seen a potato grow another potato?
Yes.
We had one in a cupboard that nobody owned up to. Nobody knows whose potato this thing was, and nobody moved it. It became this, like, someone else is going to do it. And the thing was disgusting. It was there for probably half a year.
And then you have people that, like, steal your food. And it's like, and no one will own up to it. And it's funny. I'm like,
we did not have a problem with that.
I had one roommate, this guy, Steve. And so everybody would come back from the bar. And this was, I was only 18 at this point, right? And so some of my roommates were 21. This was all guys that I knew from high school. And so after I graduated, I immediately moved out and we moved into a house down in Rehoboth Beach in Delaware. Actually, no, Dewey Beach in Delaware. And so some of my roommates were older, like I said, 21 to me and my other friend, 18 to our, his brother and whatever. So, and some of them had fake IDs, and we would actually make fake IDs in our house. We had this gigantic plastic tarp that you would hang up and you would stretch really tight, and it was a New Jersey driver's license. And then you would stand maybe 4 feet in front of it to give it like depth, and then somebody would take the picture. And we had a laminator, and this is back before, like the driver's license now are all like digital printed out on cards. But back in the day, they were, it was a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And your picture would go on top of it. It was typed out, like literally with a typewriter. They would put the picture on top, laminate it, and then maybe have some sort of, whatchamacallit, like the reflector thing on there. And so we would make these New Jersey IDs. I was always like, I don't know. I had such a baby face. I always felt like there's no way I'm going to go to jail. I don't want to get caught, right? So I would just let people buy booze from me or sit back or, go out with other friends or, smoke a joint or do something like that. But anyway, so Steve would always come home and he would always come home last and he would make so much fucking noise. Like one time this motherfucker just like walked right through the screen door because our house was a second floor and all we had was a screen door. And I don't even think we ever locked this fucking house. It was just the sliding glass door was always open. And because there was always people there. I mean, just always fucking people there. And he just fucking like walked right through the screen door one night. He's like, I'm fucking raging. I'm raging, bro. And so he raged and fucking just ate all my food. And I got up and I'm like, Steve, what the fuck are you doing? And so this is kind of shitty, but he would eat my fucking food all the time. And I'd just be like, I mean, he was a good guy, but like when he was drunk, he could be like a dick like that. And we didn't have any money. I didn't have a fucking pot to piss in. I was like working in a restaurant and, so, I'd get paid like, what, $200 for 2 weeks or the week? Like, that's not a lot of money, So, anyway, I was making like minimum wage, whatever. And so, one day we were all cleaning out our rooms, and the guys in the back room, their beds sat on the floor. I was in a bunk bed I was on the top bunk and another guy below me. That got really
interesting. This is just horrible.
Yeah. And so three of us were in a room. It was me, this guy, I think his name was Chris. He didn't go to high school with me. He went to another high school, Caesar Rodney in Delaware, I think. And then Steve was in our room. And so the guys in the back room, we just decided, it was a rainy day. We were all at home. It's like, let's just fucking clean the house. We clean the house. Steve's nowhere around. So the boys in the back started pulling out their beds. There was all these fucking condoms, like used condoms. They just fucking tossed these things off their dicks. And they would fall in between the bed and the and the wall, right?
Where did they think they were going?
I don't know. They would just fucking whip these things off and toss them, and they would go between the bed and the wall. So there was, lovely. I don't know, there's probably like 4 or 5 condoms in between the bed and the wall. Disgusting. disgusting. I think back to that now, like, that is horrible, right? And so I was like, give me one of these motherfuckers. So I took, like, tongs or something like that, and I'd put it on his pillow. I put one of these used condoms on his, I mean, it was,
oh,
it was dry, right? It wasn't anything. So it was dry. I put it on his pillow, thinking he'd come home and be like, who the fuck did this? And, like, get all pissed off, and it'd be really funny. So he never came home. But instead he came home drunk later on. Well, we all forgot about it. So we all wake up in the morning and we're sitting out on the couch, like eating our cereal, watching like Three's Company or something. And he comes out of the bedroom and he turns, sure enough, this fucking used condom sucked to his face. And he was, oh my God. He was exponentially more mad than I thought he was going to be.
Wow.
Oh, that was so funny.
So there was the guys that I was living with. We all knew each other from high school as well, and it was a 4-bedroom house. We each had our own bedrooms. It wasn't like I wasn't sleeping on the floor. I had a bathroom in my bedroom, like a little ensuite. So my wife, my now wife, she would come over and like spend the weekends, and she wasn't overly grossed out because we would basically just set up camp in my room and that's where we would be. But after a couple of months, so when I was living there, that's when I got Luigi. That's when I got my dog. So he was just a little puppy. He was like, you know, maybe 3-4 months old at this time. And he'd go in the backyard and, you know, he'd run around. There was a little pear tree in the back and he would eat the pears. Like I'd rip them off the tree and he would eat them. And so he came in one time and I'd like, you know, I'd wipe his feet, but the hell do I care? I'm living with 3 other guys here. So I wasn't too thorough wiping his feet. And one of the guys, the messiest fucker that you could imagine, dude, I swear to God, I wish I could find the picture on my old phone here somewhere, but his bedroom, I counted like 87 empty bottles of Coca-Cola and like 34 boxes of Pizza Hut. It was the most disgusting thing ever. But, He was just a slob. I never saw the guy clean up anything, not even his own dishes. Like he was just a mess. And he looked at me. He looked at the dog. He's like, "Why don't you clean up your fucking dog's feet next time?" And I'm like, "What the fuck did you say?" I lost my mind. We've known each other for years. We're both very hot-headed individuals, I guess you could say. So there was a clash, and I mean like a physical clash. We started fighting. We broke. We broke this little side table on beside the couch, and beside that, like behind it, was all the guitars. Everybody in the house had at least one, and we had a bunch of guitars, and it was this big room, but behind the couch was all the guitars. So, boom, we go crashing into that. All of them were fine except for one. It belonged to Angry Hobo, and it wasn't an expensive guitar, but it was his guitar.
It was his guitar, yeah.
Oh my God, I felt so terrible. Like, through no fault of his own, his guitar got broken because of our stupidity. So we went to go fix the thing. And I was like, I'm going to pay for it. You know, me and Paul, the other guy, we're gonna pay for it. Like, we're sorry. We're a couple of idiots, blah, blah, blah. So we go drop it off. And a couple days later, we go back to pick it up when it's ready. And I'm there with Hobo. And we pick it up, and the guy's like looking at it. He's like, "I did this, I did this, I did this. Oh, and I changed some strings for you too. That'll be $4.70 for the new strings." And I'm like, "All right, here's my debit card. Like, here's my card. Like, let's do this." And Hobo, I don't understand what the hell the guy was thinking. He's like, "Wait, aren't you going to charge us for the repairs and all the other stuff that you have to do?" And I swear to God, I looked at him. I probably burned a hole into his skull with how hard I was looking at him. Like, you son of a bitch.
Are you kidding me?
Geez. It was like $5 and now I got to pay like 100 and something. So.
Wow. I guess it was payback for breaking his guitar.
Yeah, it was. That's why I can't be too bad.
I didn't really have any fights with any roommates.
Well, that was the only time.
No, like
that
physical was the only time. Altercations. Although we did, it's funny, this got brought up recently, because I've been seeing Bill Goldberg in a lot of things. The wrestler from the WCW way back when, Goldberg.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think he's in like a DirecTV commercial, and then he's actually in the Goldbergs TV show. He plays the coach's brother. And so we used to take off Monday night and Thursday night. So what Monday night was Monday Night Nitro, and then Thursday was Thursday Night Thunder for WCW. And my roommates, this is at another house, and this I'm probably like.
So this is like the Eric Bischoff NWO era.
Oh yeah, definitely NWO era.
Sweet.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm probably like 20, Kevin 21 Nash. At this point. Scott Hall, man. Oh God, fucking Scott Hall was the best. And then Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of Rock and
Canadian.
Roll. Canadian. Yeah. And so
North American.
So we would drink. We would take off work. We all worked at Ruby Tuesdays together. Everybody. As I had two girl roommates that I went to high school with. And then I had three guy roommates. One guy was Scott, was a boyfriend of Kara, who I went to school with. And then there was Mike and Ken. And so Mike and Ken and Scott all went to high school together. And up in Newark, Delaware. So their friends came over and they would watch, they would all watch wrestling with us. So we would drink and watch wrestling. And then afterwards, of course, when you're all nice and drunk from watching 3 hours worth of wrestling, you want to wrestle each other, obviously, as grown men. So we would move all the fucking furniture and just start wrestling in the middle of the living room. Well, one of the friends is like, was this big fucking dude. And him and Ken are like, their match was up, right? And so the big guy gets down and, you know, he gets down 3-point stance and he spears Ken. Well, he spears him right through the fucking wall into the basement. Like, it's the stairs that go into the basement. But we had like, it's the house was set up where you walk in, it's a foyer. It had like two living rooms, like a living room and a family room, right?
Yeah.
You know, on opposite sides. And then on in the family room side, the one wall is like the wall to the staircase down. So he went through that wall. And so we're like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do? Because our roommate, Melissa, she was like, man, she meant business. Like anything. She was in charge of like all the house stuff. You know, you paid her all the bills, did everything and kind of kept the house reasonably nice.
She was like the administration of the house.
Yes. And yeah. She meant business. It's like, fuck, Melissa's going to be so pissed. So Melissa had these gigantic paintings. I mean, they weren't even like
I
paintings.
Love it.
They were like graphic paintings, you know?
I love where this is going.
And so we just decided, hey, we'll just move this and we'll hang it over this big fucking hole. So we went in on the other side because obviously she's going to see it from the basement. So we pushed it in on the other side. So we kind of like folded the drywall back. And made it so it if you weren't looking like you wouldn't pay attention to it. And then so we had lived there for probably we lived there for a couple of years and it probably wasn't like a good 8 months later that we're sitting watching a movie and Melissa goes, what's that painting doing over there? Didn't it used to be in the other room? Like, we got something to talk to you about. And then so I ended up my dad was a contractor, so I ended up having him come up and fix the wall.
But you know what else I remember about that house? We all had agreed right at the onset that there would be no smoking cigarettes in the house.
That went.
But
right
every
out
single
the window,
one,
right?
No, nobody had one cigarette in that house. But all four of us smoked copious amounts of weed, and that was totally okay.
Yeah, yeah.
that was
yeah, okay. I can't explain it to you why it made sense, but it made a hell of a lot of sense.
It was the same in our house. We smoked cigarettes outside, but obviously you're not going to we lived in like a family neighborhood in that particular house.
Yeah. We would also spend a lot of time in the garage. Like we had a couple couches out there, like the whole kind of stereotypical thing. We would grab 2-4s and kind of just hang out there. And we had a little shitty TV that we could hook up in there and watch hockey games or whatever. But yeah, it was mostly good. It was a lot of fun times, a few really shitty, gross ass times. But yeah, I don't think I could ever live with somebody like that again. Mm.
My one roommate in that particular house, he was such a degenerate. We had a friend who worked in a, it wasn't a Blockbuster video, it was like a Hollywood video. It was a video store that had a adult section in it.
Ooh, behind like the drapes,
yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was more like a fort. It was more like a fort in the middle of the store. And he would go back there. He would go there like to pick his buddy up after hours. And he would go in the back and he would jerk off to the covers of the videos. Yeah, your silence tells me everything I need to know. This guy was awful.
Mm.
He was that type of dude. Oh, God, it was so gross. Then I was in another house. And so this house I lived in with everybody I knew from high school, except for one dude. And so this house was on the University of Delaware campus. And it was, there's like kind of a main road. There's a main street, and then there's another main road that kind of meets up with it. And so the University of Delaware library is on one side of the street, and then our house was on the other side. And there wasn't a lot of residential houses right there, except ours. And so my friend, how I got this house was one of my friends, Stacy, her mom dated this guy, and he owned this house. And so the way he did it is the house had three bedrooms, and he rented out the bedrooms, and the rest of the house was common area. So Stacy and another friend of ours, Nicole, rented out the back bedroom. The house was huge, by the way. I mean, it was unbelievable. It was the kind of house where people would come and be like, how do you guys have this house? It wasn't like terribly nice. It was just really big. And it was old. It was like an old farmhouse type of thing. And so my friend Troy and I, we had another room. And then he rented out this one single bedroom to just this random guy. So I ended up living there. I lived there pretty much by myself all summer while everybody else had summer jobs and things, like some people lived at the beach. I decided to live there. And my roommate Nicole would come every once in a while, and she would come up and stay there. And it was kind of scary to be in this big old house by myself. But then eventually, Jason moved in. Jason was the single bedroom guy. Super nice guy. He was 22 and he was already like kind of balding, but he shaved his head, you know. And
my man,
really hairy guy. Super nice. We became really, really fast friends. And this is probably 1997, 98, probably. And I remember him having a computer and him playing Tomb Raider to like the blocky, blocky triangle boob Tomb Raider. I'm thinking like
triangle boobs.
Whoa. Nice. I was like, dude, these graphics are insane. Right. And so this is a house where we would have, I had my Nintendo 64 and we would have like Nagano Olympics, fucking championships and stuff. But anyway, so Jason, one thing I learned about Jason before the rest of my roommates is when he started drinking, he would take all his clothes off. And it wouldn't just be like, it wouldn't be like him and I just sitting around chilling, right? But it would be like if we had like people over and he was getting drunk, he would get naked and he would sit out on the front porch. Now, at the beginning of the school year.
Naked?
Naked, ass naked.
Oh, that's a problem.
He was hairy as shit. He was in really good shape, but he was just a super hairy dude, except for his head. And so, like, there would be just packs of, like, freshman girls, like, walking by the house, and he would be out there with, like, Jack Daniels and a rocks glass, like, hey, smoking a cigarette, just sitting there in a chair, fucking ass naked. He never got in trouble, but he was an interesting guy. Really good guy. I wonder whatever happened to him. But he liked to get naked. That was the same house where... Did I ever tell you guys a story about my friend's sister that shit in the shower?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I think you did.
Yeah.
I think you did.
Yeah, that was the house. It was my friend Stacy's sister came over, and she was like, she's really, really good looking. She got really drunk at this party. And the next thing you know, we're all sitting in my room. We're like, the fuck is that smell? And she had been passed out in one of the other rooms and then went into the bathroom and took a dump in our shower. We didn't have a tub. It was just a stand-up tile shower with this log in it.
Classy.
What else did I do in that house? I had this... Somehow I came across these firecrackers that had... they were like poppers, but they were really fucking loud. So it was like firecracker in the middle and had two strings coming out of either end. So you could tie them onto stuff. So my roommate Troy was in the shower. So I took them and I wrapped like five of them together, wrapped one around the doorknob and one around like, I don't know, some part of the outside of the door. So when he opened it, it sounded like a fucking gunshot went off. He screamed like a girl. He like fell down. He slipped on like the tile. He could have gotten hurt, but it was so funny.
Yeah, it was worth it.
Oh, God. Those are the days. And it's funny, my buddy, one of my friends, actually lives with one of my old roommates. And he was like, man, it's like my roommates suck. And I was like, yeah, I hear you. It's like my roommates suck too, except I'm stuck with them forever.
I have to feed them.
Yeah.
You know what else I remember? I remember we all had Xboxes, and it was just Ethernet cables running throughout the house. Mm-hmm. Everybody hooked up to the router. And there was two games in particular. One was Call of Duty. I think it was it the – which was the first Zombies?
Black Ops. No. World at War.
World at War. So whichever it was – because it was the first Zombies where it was just that one – that one little bunker,
yeah,
that you were in, man, we played the shit out of that. And it would be like two guys in one TV in one room, two guys in one TV in another, just yelling down the hallway at each other. So that was a lot of fun. And the other game was N Plus, and that was one of those Xbox arcade games. So N Plus, yeah,
I remember that game.
It's like you have a series of these different like puzzles, I guess. Each level is a puzzle, and you have to collect as many of these little square gems,
yeah,
and then get into the door. But some of them require more than one person, so it was a 4-player game, and you were all on the screen at once with these little stick ninjas that were jumping around everywhere. It was a hell of a lot of fun.
Yeah, my gaming memories are probably the wrestling house. My girlfriend at the time gave me a Nintendo 64 for Christmas. And I just remember fucking the games were so expensive for that. Like, I feel like they were like $80. I'm pretty sure
they weren't cheap, that's for sure.
Yeah, they were like super, super expensive to get those cartridges. And I didn't have that many of them. But I remember I got Ocarina of Time. And I would sit there, like, and I love going out to the bar and going out and hanging out with everybody. And I would just, they would be like, I'm just like, you guys just go out. I would just sit there and play that game till, like, I don't know, the sun would be coming up. But then at the time, I didn't have to go into work till 4 o'clock, you know, in the afternoon to work as a fucking fry cook, you know what I mean? So who gives a shit? But just sit there and play like Ocarina of Time and catching chickens and breaking pottery and God, I loved it so much. It was funny. That was a house too where we were at, there was a bar we used to go to all the time. And so since we all kind of like worked together, you know, we'd get off work and we'd go to this bar, and the bar was only like a couple miles from our house. And so I went out, and at the time I was drinking Long Island iced teas. Like, that was just, I don't know why I was drinking that. It just,
'cause they're delicious.
Yeah, they were delicious. I haven't had one in years, but I think it was probably because it had so much liquor in it, and I would just get fucked up like that.
Oh yeah.
And that was the goal. And so I was drinking Long Island iced teas, and I remember I got really, really drunk. And so I went out to the parking lot, and I went in between two cars, and I threw up. I hadn't had anything to eat that day, or like not that day, but in a while, to the point where when I got sick, there was nothing. It was just Long Island iced tea coming up, right? Rally, go back into the bar and start drinking more. And I mean, I wasn't really like a huge drinker, but yeah, I could, when I wanted to, I would tie one on, right? And so I went back in and I said, hey, party at my house, to the whole fucking place. And so everybody came back to our house and we had a good time, I guess. So I woke up in the morning with somebody with me, and I said to this person, I was like, you know, hey, let's go, you know, let's go out to the diner, let's get some breakfast. And you know, she was like, okay, cool, let's go. And so put on my pants, I put on the first thing I had from the night before, and I go downstairs, and I, you know, I think I kind of like cleaned up at the end of the night, and I'm downstairs putting on my shoes. I'm like, the fuck is that smell? Like, somebody threw up in here. Like, my roommates are down. I'm like, somebody threw up in the house. And I'm going everywhere trying to figure out where this fucking smell is coming. Like, looking in potted plants, looking everywhere, like behind the couch, and I'm smelling the cushions. I'm like smelling the floor. It was my pants. I was wearing khaki pants, and I threw up on myself. You know, when I was throwing up the Long Island iced teas, it was all over the bottom of my fucking pants. So it's following me around everywhere I went. I have no idea how. How I went to sleep with someone that night when I obviously smelled like vomit the whole night long.
Awesome.
So that was an interesting time. Anyway, I don't know. I think I could probably go on, but I think that's probably it for tonight. I'm the story with a degenerate story of me. How about you, Sue? Anything? Or are you good?
Nope. I'm good.
All right. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. Hey, guys. I don't know. Sir. I forgot to put this out there in housekeeping, but a new podcast came out this week by our good buddy, Ricky St. Huggins. It's All That podcast. As far as I'm concerned, I think it was a rousing success. And so, you know, he's really looking forward to doing more episodes. It was a great episode this past week with Dan Finity. If you haven't listened to it, it is on Podbean. Go check it out. You know, I believe it's on iTunes. I don't know if it's on Google Play yet, but it's definitely on Podbean, and you can get that anywhere, either on Android or
it's a great show.
Or iTunes.
Ricky seems like a real cool dude.
You know what? He is a real cool dude. I like that guy. Yeah, I've known him for a while, and so he was really interested in doing some podcasting. So if you haven't heard it, you're on the app. Whatever app you're on right now, you know, go to iTunes, Podbean, whatever. Just look up It's All That. All you got to do, and it'll come right up. Or you can go on to Twitter and go to It's All That Pod, at It's All That Pod, and you can get it from there. But check it out.
And it's definitely not any more than that.
Yeah. Not any more than what it is.
It's all that.
It is all that. So I can't get the theme song out of my head, frankly.
Oh. I kind of wish there was our theme song.
I know. Here. I'll have to talk to him. Hold on. Let's play a little bit. A little taste.
Love the saxophone.
Fucking sexy sax, dude.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
That's like the end credits of the show that comes on after the late show.
Yeah.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Yeah. It's like the late show. Oh, it's over? Okay. It's like, well, I fell asleep on the couch again. God damn it.
It's like the much fucking late show. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Anyway, go check out It's All That podcast. New episode next week. So yeah, so that's going to be it for us. If you want to find us, you could do so at Dad's Tales on Twitter. Go to dadtalespodcast.com. Find the information there. I am at GC Jesse on Twitter, Twitch, all the shits. What about you, Sue?
I am Stu Gatzo, STU_GATZZO.
Don't forget the underscore. All right, Boost, how about you, buddy?
Boost KDV. Mostly Twitter. And then you can search for me on YouTube.
All right. How about you, Baroque?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper. Sorry, that's my Baroque impression. Wasn't that good?
Thanks, Baroque.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Baroque, we miss you, buddy. Can't wait till you come back. I'm very excited about doing the spoiler cast.
Oh, yeah.
For Ready Player One.
Great movie.
Very, very excited. And, yeah, so that's going to be it for us for tonight. Be excellent to each other. Have a good week, guys.
Stay fresh.
Woohoo!
I hope I didn't forget it.
Balls.